Hi, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to Speaking of Sex. Normally on Wednesdays, we read an excerpt from a book and then have a short conversation about it. We call it Just the Tip. But this Wednesday, I'm going to step aside from that format a little bit and instead share some stories from my personal life to explore a question that's been coming up a lot recently in our email box. As you may know, we have been celebrating October by affectionately calling it Kinktober, and in the podcast we've been exploring all facets of kinky sex, leading up to the release of our brand new course, Kinky Sex Mastery. It's an amazing course. We're so excited to start it on November 1st with our first group of pioneers who have gotten in early, and you can still be a part of that group by going to pleasuremechanics.com/kink and checking out the course. And if you're interested, definitely get in on early enrollment. If you sign up in October up until the strike of midnight on Halloween night, October 31st, you'll get a massive discount on the course and a huge bonus package that includes our erotic spanking mastery course, because spanking's a great part of kinky sex after all. And you'll be part of this amazing group of people starting the course on November 1st together. We're going to have monthly phone calls where we get to answer all of your questions and give you more personalized attention from Charlotte and I, the Pleasure Mechanics. And it's going to be an amazing journey. The course is 25 date nights. Each date is structured to guide you in exploring a new facet of kinky sex and getting hands-on experience while you build your skills and have a fabulous time with your partner while you do it. And what was interesting to me is we reached out to the current group of the early enrollment pioneers who are starting the course together on the 1st. And one thing I heard from so many of them is that they are so excited about the date night structure, about this idea of just being guided. All you have to do is set aside time and hit play, and we take care of the rest and give you an amazing, interactive, hands-on experience so you and your partner can explore this together in a really safe, low-pressure, totally guided way. So I'm so excited that you're excited about it because I've been working really hard on creating these experiences and making sure that we're setting you up for success. So as we've been exploring kinky sex, one of the questions that keeps coming up in our email box is this question of pain. Where does pain fit into kinky sex? And it's interesting because some people say, I'm really not into pain, but I'm kind of intrigued by what you're saying. Is kinky sex still for me? And the answer is yes. And other people are saying, I actually really crave this experience of pain. Are you going to cover that? And I really want to explore this question of what pain means in the context of kinky sex. And I'm going to do it by telling you a couple stories from my own journey into exploring kink and what I've learned. So first, let's just get out of the way. Pain during kinky sex is not the same as the pain that comes when you stub your toe or hit your elbow or get an injury. That kind of pain is universally, for the most part, disliked, and that sudden injurious pain is your body's way of telling you that something is being damaged in your body and you need to take care of it. So that kind of pain we're just going to set aside. It has nothing to do with sex, really. That's the pain that comes from injury out in the world. And then there's the pain of bad sex. Some sex is painful because penetration happens too soon, or your lover is clumsy and twists your wrist in the wrong way, or because it's flat out abusive and you haven't consented or you haven't gotten aroused enough to enjoy whatever stimulation is happening and your lover isn't paying attention to that and it flat out hurts. That is painful sex. That's also not what we're talking about when we talk about kinky sex. We are the pleasure mechanics, after all, and everything we do is in the name of your sexual fulfillment, your sexual pleasure, your enjoyment of your sexuality. And so where does kinky sex come into that? Intense sensation play is one of the cornerstones of kinky sex. Kinky sex gives us permission to amp up sensation so we can experience something new. And we cover this in depth in the course. There's a whole module on sensation play, and we lead you through all sorts of experiences to learn how to not only decide what kind of sensations you like and crave more of, but then how to intensify all those sensations, take them to the next level. And as you're doing this, you'll start noticing that this boundary between pleasure and pain changes when it is consented to, when it's expected, when your body is aroused. And the category of pain kind of falls away because hopefully it all feels really good, no matter how intense it gets. And so when some people say that they're craving pain, what they really mean is they're craving intensity. They want to be bitten, they want to be scratched, they want to be spanked, they want to be thrown up against the wall and slapped around a little bit, all in the name of their sexual arousal and ultimately pleasure. And that is what we explore in this course, is how to intensify everything, how to do rough sex well, how to get all of that intensity into your sex life without hurting one another, because that's the difference. It's the difference between intense sensation play that feels awesome afterwards, even if you have some scratch mites or bruises. It still feels awesome. You're happy with the sexual experience. You feel amazing. Versus pain, which causes injury and you don't feel so good. We don't want that. We want you feeling amazing. And this is the journey I had to take. So I started exploring kinky sex in college and started going to sex parties in New York City, which was a train ride away from where I went to school. So I'd hop on the train on Friday night and go to these sex parties, and I was new to all this. I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea how to approach someone. I had no idea what to ask for. For the first many parties, I was just observing and totally fascinated and taking it all in. And I was at one of these parties. It was a women-only party, and I was leaning up against a wall, and I made eye contact with this gorgeous, amazing, strong, older woman. Of course, I was 19 at the time, so everyone was older than me. And we made eye contact, and she approached me. And the first thing I noticed is when she lifted her hand, she had on claws. She had these metal tips on her fingers that made her hands into talons. And this matched her whole outfit. She was wearing this amazing corset and had this like kind of vampiric femme goddessy thing going. And we hit it off, and she wanted to play with me, and I was a little bit smitten and speechless. And so I kind of stammered out a few things. She gave me a safe word, which is a word you can use to end the scene. We explore that in the course too. And we played. And I love being scratched. I love a back scratch before I go to bed at night. Scratching is one of my favorite sensations. And I remember she put me in bondage up against the wall, and she just started with one little fingertip down my neck. And I shivered, and I was so intrigued. And she slowly built this up to the point where she was just shredding me. She was using all of those talons up and down my entire body, everywhere, and using a lot of pressure and speed. And I was just being kind of torn apart alive while she bit my neck and purred into my ear and eventually was fucking me and scratching me with the other hand. And it was an amazing scene. It was one of those scenes that totally changed my life, because it gave me permission to get intense. She kept kind of egging me on, and I was first, you know, moaning and then screaming. And eventually I think I ended the scene in tears. And I just had this, what I remember is feeling totally emptied out. Like I had just gotten so much energy out, and I was given permission to howl and be as big as I wanted to be and experience the hugeness of sensation. And I had all these marks the next day. I remember going home on the train just smiling to myself. I never saw the woman again, but she left a really big impression on my sex life, because I realized that after all these years of being sexually active, I had never had permission to get that intense and to make noise and to move into sensation and to enjoy the intensity she was giving me. And those marks lasted for weeks, but the impression of that scene has lasted my whole life. it really started me on the path of seeking out intensity and giving myself permission to be as big as I felt inside. And I think this is an experience all of us crave. We want more intensity in our sex life. So much sex is kind of polite. You know, it's sweet and it's romantic. And, you know, people say things like, oh, is this okay? And did that feel okay? And it's tentative sometimes. And while that can be lovely, most of us want experiences of intensity. We want to get bigger, louder, more primal, and feel as much as we know we can feel. And what's amazing is when you have these kinds of experiences, it really, I think, is good for your entire neurological system and your emotions. Because for me, at least, it really relaxes me and resets me and makes me feel very alive and energetic for weeks to come because I got a big experience. Some people seek this out maybe by skydiving or doing intense sports or gambling, but kinky sex is an amazing way to experience that intensity. And that was one of those scenes that really made me commit to BDSM and kinky sex as a point of exploration. And I started doing a lot more of it after that and learning a lot more so I could go to these sex parties and negotiate with people and ask for what I wanted. And I started exploring kinky sex with my girlfriend in college. And this took me on a path. Eventually, I graduated college and moved out to San Francisco, where I became a professional sex educator and was invited into this very sophisticated old group of kinky sex players. Some of them have been playing with each other for like 20 years. And started going to sex parties there. Yes, there have been a lot of sex parties in my history, and I bring all of that experience to you. But at the parties there, what I started to notice is that as the kinky sex I was witnessing got more and more intense, I started recoiling from it a little bit because it wasn't the intensity that I was turned off by. It was watching people injure one another. Some of the people I was playing around were so into the sadomasochism side of BDSM and so kind of interested in being the big bad top that they weren't really doing kinky sex anymore. And this is very dangerous territory, but I'm just going to tell you how I feel. They were starting to injure one another in the name of BDSM. But doing things too fast, too quickly, using implements in the wrong way, on the wrong body parts, and actually causing injury to one another. And when I saw this happen, I would be shaken out of my scene really quickly, and I wanted to go like administer first aid. I had this emergency response to hearing and seeing this happen. And I started getting really confused because this was an awesome community, really great people. But why was I reacting this way and all of a sudden being like, what are we doing to each other? We're actually hurting one another. This is fucked up. And part of it was I was studying massage at the time. I was getting my professional massage training. I was studying erotic massage. I was all about pleasure and I was learning anatomy and learning about the body. And what I saw was people playing with incorrect skills and without a lot of awareness. It became really easy for them to injure one another, even if they weren't intending to. And when I saw this happen, I got really sad because I really loved BDSM and I felt a loss. I felt like, can kink be practiced well without injuring the flesh? And this word injury kept coming up to me because when you injure the flesh, you're actually doing a lot of damage to the tissues and causing something that takes time to heal from. And so I saw things like people being put in bondage and weeks and months later, they were limping because their hip had been damaged from that bondage. And that was a long-term injury. Not okay in my book. I saw people be struck on the breasts in the wrong way and their breast tissue was really damaged. Again, not the right kind of play for someone who's really interested in worshiping the body and causing as much pleasure as possible. You know, there's bruising that happens after a good spanking for some people. And technically, yes, that's damaging the blood vessels, but that is not an injury that's going to cause the body harm for a long period of time. That will heal up quickly. You'll probably feel great afterwards. What I'm talking about is the kind of play that when people seek out intensity and they seek out pain, if you do it without skill and without awareness, which is the biggest key, you can really hurt the body. And I wanted no part of that. So I started pulling away from kink a little bit and going more into the realm of erotic massage and these gentler ways of inducing the trance and the intensity of sensation that I loved about kinky sex. But I still missed kink. I missed the kind of heavy sensation play that I loved. I missed the care and awareness that people sometimes take with each other when they're doing kinky sex. And then I met these two amazing women through this same community. They were long-term partners. They're an incredible pair. One has since passed away, and I'm still grieving her loss. But these women were both drummers and very spiritual in nature. And they used canes in a way that I had never seen before. And they were so conscious and aware and present with what they were doing that they were able to take their recipients to really extraordinary states of arousal and trance. And we befriended them, Charlotte and I, and got really close to them. And they taught us this method of caning that is unlike anything I still have seen anywhere out in the world. They called it rhythm sticks, but caning, if you're familiar with it, is considered one of the most painful activities in SM, because usually what you do is you get a cane, which is a thin reed, and you go really hard, really quickly, thwap, thwap, thwap. And when you get struck with a cane that way, and I had this unfortunate experience too many times before I met them, it just creates this electric shock of pain. It's this, you feel like you're hitting with a thunderbolt, and it immediately flares up into this intense white heat of pain. And then your endorphins kick in, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a second. But when your endorphins kick in, you get this glow, and some people can get really high on caning, but it's considered one of the most painful implements for sensation play. And that's because the way it's usually done is just you line up your cane across the butt cheeks and go whack, and you hear it zip through the air. My friends instead started with like a little pitter-patter. They'd use their canes and start pitter-pattering up of your body, and then they'd slowly build it up, and it was in this beautiful trancey rhythm. And by the time they were using full force with the canes, my experience was I was totally flooded with endorphins. I was high as a kite. And even those heavy hits with the cane that normally would feel really painful felt nothing but pleasurable. It just flooded my body with warmth and brought my attention to my butt or wherever they were caning. And I'd writhe around and I would get super aroused. And it was some of the best experiences of my life. So what's the difference there? The difference is, A, their awareness. They were super aware of their recipients at all times. They'd really be watching your breath. They'd be watching how your body moved. And all of those skills are included in the course, how to deliver intense sensation and pay attention to how it's being received, so you can give more of what the person wants and less of what they don't and start creating these remarkable experiences for them. But the big difference is that slow buildup, the peaks and valleys they created, what this does in the body is as that sensation is being delivered, the body receives it and the brain triggers the release of endorphins. And endorphins are your body's natural painkillers. They're in the opiate family, so same family as, you know, morphine and heroin. But they're your body's natural pharmacopoeia of painkillers. And not only do they reduce the experience of pain, they get you high. They bring up your consciousness to this level that a lot of people experience as literally feeling like they're high on drugs, but you haven't taken anything. It's your body's natural response to this kind of sensation. But you have to build up sensation at a pace. It's intense enough that those endorphins get released, but slow enough that your body keeps up with the sensation. And as you build, it gets more and more intense. You get higher and higher, and then you just start flying on the sensation. And it all just feels like this wash of intensity and beauty. And this is where a lot of people have transformative experiences. And so we love endorphins. We're big fans of endorphins. And again, this is an experience I think a lot of people crave, but don't have the language for. And so they seek out intensity. They say, I want rough sex, I want painful sex, when really what they mean is, I want to get high on sex. I want to feel so much intense sensation that I'm taken out of my head, I forget about my everyday life, I'm transported into this new realm where it's just all about intense sensation and pleasure, and receiving that from a skillful, aware top or giver, whatever language you prefer, who's paying attention. And that's the relationship we want to offer you with the skills in this course, is being able to create that intensity no matter what kind of sensation you're playing with. It could be spanking, it could be scratching, it could be biting, it could be anything. And we go through a range of sensations so you can unlock your favorites. But the biggest takeaway here is that our bodies are capable of going into such intensity that our common English language doesn't really have words for it. And the arousal and the intensity of the situation, the context of it, makes it an extraordinary sexual experience, even though the same activities, if you did them without the context, without the buildup, without the arousal, might register the body as pain. Like if you just come up and spank someone on the ass as hard as you can, that's just going to be ouch, painful, possibly injurious. But when you do kinky sex well, with all of the skills that we provide you, and with the buildup, with the arousal, with the consent built in, it becomes a totally different experience. And that's what kinky sex is all about. Some people do crave pain itself as a way to push through your boundaries of enduring, being taken to the edge and then back again. It can be incredibly emotional, cathartic to give someone the experience of really intense physical pain deliberately. But that's a really advanced skill. We're not going to take you there. We think a lot of people are satisfied with the intense sensation play that we teach. And you want to start there because that's how you're going to build your skills. And as you get more intense, if you're craving those experiences of real intense pain in your sex life, then that's something you can explore together with all the foundational skills you've acquired from this course. But even then, it's not really about pain. It's not about injuring each other. It's just amping up that intensity even further. And there's so much more I could say about this subject, and I do in the course. We explore these topics in great depth within the Kinky Sex Mastery course. We'll explore on further podcasts. If you have specific questions about this pain pleasure experience within kinky sex, about intense sensation play and what it can offer you, go ahead and be in touch with me over at pleasuremechanics.com. But I want to end with just a thought, and that thought is, what gave me such an amazing experience of exploring kink was the mentors and the experienced players that helped me along the way. I was really fortunate from 19 years old to be adopted into some relationships with very experienced, very skillful, wonderful people who taught me all about BDSM. I would go to these weekend conferences with my mentors and be in total erotic service to them all weekend long, which is a role I love and another one we explore in the course. And through that erotic service, I was able to learn from them and get amazing hands-on training from some of the most experienced players in the field. And then I went to San Francisco, where I was adopted into this amazing community. Again, some of the most incredible players, people who really pioneered BDSM. And I feel so grateful for that. It really helped me avoid a lot of pitfalls that other newbies get into when they start exploring BDSM, and gave me the real gift of a lot of knowledge and experience. And that's what this course is. It's the culmination of all of this. I want to be your guide in exploring kinky sex because I believe in its power. I know how amazing it can be, how transformative it can be. It's one of the things that helped me recover from sexual assault and trauma from my early days. It really gave me my sex life back and gave me access to some of the most transformative, incredible, and yes, spiritual experiences of my life. And I want to pass that gift on to all of you who are interested in kinky sex, who are interested in BDSM, but don't know where to get started, so you can explore it with the people you love the most, with your spouses, within your long-term relationships, and do that well and do it safely. And this is my goal with this course. It's very much a labor of love. And I'm really hoping that if this resonates for you, if it interests you, come on over to pleasuremechanics.com/kink and find out more about the course. Get in on the early enrollment package. You'll get a big discount and an awesome bonus package. And we will start our adventure together in just a few days on November 1st. The course will be open after that, but the early enrollment bonus goes away at the stroke of midnight on Halloween. So if you are interested, enroll before then, and we'll get started this weekend. Wow, I'm really excited. And yes, if you have any questions about kink, if this course is right for you, please be in touch with me. I love hearing from you. You can reach us at pleasuremechanics.com. And you'll find the Ask Us Anything page right there. And go to pleasuremechanics.com/kink to find out more about this course. We will see you Friday with the final episode of Kinktober. And we'll see you then. I'm Chris from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of kinky pleasures. Cheers.